Welcome to A.E. Read Skiffily, the podcast where I share speculative fiction that taps into the imagination of readers and listeners everywhere. I'm A.E., and this is our second episode. Today's date is December 21st, 2016. The excerpt for this episode comes from Taste the Singularity at the Food Truck Circus by Jeremiah Tolbert, which first appeared in the August 2016 issue of Lightspeed Magazine. I've got a link to the full story in my blog description, and the story is also Googleable. Here's the recap of what's happened so far in the story. Nico, the narrator, is an aspiring freelance accountant in a future Kansas City, but his real passion is food. With the help of Alberto, a blue-haired food truck vendor, Nico delves into the world of experimental black market gastrogeneers. This excerpt begins when Nico follows Alberto's instructions to The Circus, an unlicensed food truck festival in an undisclosed location. As I read this excerpt, I want you to imagine that you yourself are at the food truck circus. What do you see and hear and taste? The auto car exited the interstate and drove down empty roads, past abandoned condos and boarded-up suburban homes. It was surprisingly dark out here. Even the streetlights were out in most places. A few windows gleamed here and there, whether due to fringe holdouts or squatters, I wasn't sure. Eventually, we turned off onto another, narrower side road that was laden with potholes and bumped past an abandoned parking lot gate. Past an overgrown row of hedges, then, I made out the astonishing sight of a small city on wheels. Dozens of food trucks were parked in a pair of concentric circles, tied together by makeshift awnings and banners. Litters of assorted cheap lawn furniture gathered in the open spaces, forming impromptu seating areas that bustled with activity. In the center ring, hundreds of trendily dressed people milled about, some swaying to the heavy reggaeton beat that issued from loudspeakers on some of the trucks. Above, the sky was alive with micro-drones, brilliant LEDs gleaming on their undersides. Portable floodlights erected on three-story masts cast sharp-edged shadows in every direction. It was an oasis of flavor in a sea of ghostly Applebee's and nameless steakhouses. I ignored the auto car's warning about extended wait times for a return trip and stepped out into the early summer air. A light breeze carried a delicious potpourri my way. The odor promised everything that the food carts of downtown did and more. "Hey, you made it!" Alberto said from under a nearby tree. The purple light on the end of an e-cig dimly illuminated Alberto's face. He stepped out into the lights and slipped the e-cig into the pockets of his khakis. He wore a t-shirt advertising something called Gifts from Crows. "Hey, good to see you," I pointed to the shirt and asked, hopefully. "What's that, a new restaurant?" He shrugged. "One of my projects. We were a Counting Crows cover band, but we dressed up as different Russell Crowe characters, like the Gladiator one and the crazy mathematician, you know?" I laughed. "Did you get a lot of gigs?" He shook his head. "We play 3 times. There aren't that many good County Crows songs. Anyway, welcome to the circus." He swept his arms wide like a ringmaster. I'd been avoiding the foodie scene online for months, but still, I'd heard rumors about an exclusive pop-up food experiment. I'd half hoped the rumors wouldn't turn out to be true for the sake of my savings. I was already revising my budget for the night upward based on what I'd seen so far. "I can't remember the last time I saw so many food trucks in one place," I said. "The old gas power ones are too expensive to run a real operation out of," Alberto admitted. "The circus isn't about money, though. Most of the other chefs here have other jobs that pay the bills. The circus is where we experiment and play with cutting-edge cuisine. Really push the limits, sabes?" I did a quick head count and some back-of-the-envelope math, nodding, factoring in standard street food prices, varying depending on vendor popularity, but using elevated material costs based on higher quality restaurant fare, I figured most would be lucky to break even. "That's... yeah, wow.
was all I could muster.
I was starting to pick up on a crowd vibe. It reminded me of something like going to a rave crossed with Sunday church service. "Let's get a snack on the outer ring and catch up a little," he suggested. We stopped at the first truck, which was serving fairly conventional West Coast-style fish tacos, but they were artfully presented and made with shockingly fresh ingredients. "Good, huh?" Alberto said between bites. I nodded along as he chewed. It was good, but not exceptional. Not like the rumors I had heard drifting around. He asked what I'd been up to since our class days, and I told him the short version of things. High school, college at state school in Missouri, a short period of time with a failed startup, and then into the salaryman trenches for Beekman Accounting. It sounded depressing coming out of my mouth, especially compared to his story. Alberto had worked his way up the chain of jobs, from busboy to sous chef on the local restaurant scene. He, too, had done his time in the startup failure mines, but for 3 years longer than I had. After each startup failure, Alberto had gone back to work for his pendejo father in the family restaurant. Well, fuck that. He's just so conventional, so bland, you know? He thinks the best food is what he's been making his whole life. Never wants to try anything new. "Stick is pretty fresh," I said, feeling lame for it. He shrugged. "A stick is okay, but, well, you just wait until the inner ring." He paused, and his eyes glinted strangely in the floodlights. "He's been cracking me up all week watching you eat. You can't control your expression at all when you taste good food, you know? If a stick makes you show your whole face, I think the circus is gonna blow your head off your shoulders." He laughed and slapped his thigh. I felt my face turn red. Was that really that obvious? "Don't worry about it," he said apologetically. "I don't mean to embarrass you." I tried changing the subject. "I can't get a signal out here for the net," I said. "I knew it was bad out here in the sticks, but not like this." "The drones are running signal interference," Alberto explained, pointing overhead. "The circus isn't licensed and official. You can take pictures and stuff, but you can't connect to the net until after you leave." "Okay," I said, and I felt a little thrill at the illicit nature of it all. Underground food here in Kansas City, and they said nothing interesting ever happened in the Midwest. "I think I'm ready to have my head knocked off or whatever," I said. "These tacos are good, but I've had better in Little Havana." Alberto turned serious. "Okay, but first, you have to promise me you're going to stay chill. Not everything you see here is gonna be your cup of soup. We're talking illegal at best, FDA ban at worst." He spat on the ground after saying the initials of the government branch responsible for food and drug legalities, and blinked at that. "But hey, I won't ask you to try anything I haven't tried myself, got it?" Curiosity won over my unease at the dire warnings. Just what kind of food were they serving out here? "Okay, good. Let's head to Wiggle first. Everybody starts at Wiggle. You'll see why." We pushed inward towards the center and got in line at a sleek, white electric truck that looked familiar. I was pretty sure I'd seen it parked outside my office building selling gravy fries in the past. But its AR signage was reprogramming from a generic and forgettable French-Canadian name to the word Wiggle. The individual letters were animated, and when I squinted, I made out that the letters were writhing worms. "Not sure about this," I muttered, but if Alberto heard me, he pretended not to have. "Bugs are pretty bland stuff." The line cleared, and we stood in front of a large-chested blonde woman. She leaned out of the side of the truck through the order window and beamed at my companion. "Alberto, welcome back. You want the usual? Let's do 2 plates of recharge tonight," Alberto said. She nodded and ducked back inside the truck. When she returned a moment later, she handed across 2 medium-sized white styrofoam containers, and then a second later, 2 large drink cups with straws. We sat at one of the dozens of makeshift tables someone had scattered around the parking lot. Alberto grinned, thumb on the tab to open his, and said, "You trust me, right?" What I wanted to say was, "No, not really. I hardly know you." Well, what I said was, "Sure." He popped the top and revealed completely ordinary-looking pad thai. He laughed at my expression. "What were you expecting?" "Well, from the sign, just eat it. I'll explain in a minute." It was exceptionally good pad thai. Just the right amount of umami combined with some heat from a type of pepper I didn't recognize. Warmth radiated out from my middle to my limbs as it hit my stomach. I could honestly say I'd never eaten anything like it. My stomach continued to feel a bit odd. The drink turned out to be some kind of milkshake, which was fairly tasty but not unusual. It complemented the spice well, and it helped cool my palate.
That was really good, I said, but I'm still waiting for the hook.
Tape, no hook, he said mysteriously.
Huh?
More tapeworms, no hookworms,
Alberto said between bites as he finished off his container.
They should almost be full size by now. The nutritional slurry in the shake accelerates their development.
My eyes bugged.
No big deal, Alberto said. A little gross, the lombrices consume extra calories from everything else tonight and keep you from getting a foody gut. Here's the real hook. Check out your device juice.
I glanced into the corner of my AR space and the icon for battery life showed it was receiving a charge. Worms in my stomach are wirelessly recharging my gear? I asked, dumbfounded.
He nodded. Flash, huh?
Gross, but way flash. Alberto had promised that he'd tried all of this before, and he was still alive, unless I thought uneasily that he was some kind of tapeworm zombie and he just led me to be colonized by his brethren. Is everything here like this?
The outer ring is good stuff. Good, but ordinary. Those guys come to the circus, make a few bucks off their less adventurous. Everything in the inner circle is a wild ride. It's stuff you can't even imagine until you see it, cabrón.
He glanced around, leaned in close, and whispered,
I'm gonna make the inner circle soon as I come up with something really special.
He sat upright, threw his garbage into a beat-up can chained to the side of Wiggle.
Come on, let's see the sights. The whole thing shuts down in a couple hours. Can't stay in one place too long, or the feds and the slugworth start poking around.
The slug what?
You never read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? A slugworth was Wonka's arch enemy. Always wanted to steal from Wonka. We've had corporate spies poking around, trying to steal concepts from us little folk. But we have countermeasures. Don't worry.
The word countermeasures was a little ominous, but I said nothing. I had my sights set on whatever the next truck was offering. Breathe sold complete meals in aerosol containers. The owner was a short, squat man named Stavros who assured me that the meals were the real experience of calories and nutrients, just delivered more rapidly. It wasn't my cup of tea or Alberto's.
It's okay, I guess, he said as we walked on. I'm not sure how they got into the circle with this weak stuff, though. They better take it up a notch next time.
We followed that up with a truck with a name written in Asian characters, which I couldn't translate without net access.
Name literally means kanji. These guys are expert fabbers, Alberto said. One of the founders of a stick backs this one, too.
That night, they were selling small fried food automatons that could be wound up with something that resembled onion string and then set loose to walk across the table. They looked like crosses between accordions and crabs, and indeed tasted subtly like fish. Alberto and I were both baffled by how they were powered. At Pleasure and Pain, Alberto convinced me to get the piercer. On the surface, the dish resembled simple escargot. He instructed me in the careful placement in my mouth. I felt an astonishing mixture of very intense flavors, each shift punctuated by startling pain. After I swallowed, Alberto held up a mirror. A shiny, bone-like spike had been driven through the center of my tongue.
Ow!
I said, touching it gingerly.
Now you look like you belong here, Alberto said with a laugh. Don't worry, it'll dissolve overnight, and your tongue will heal the day after thanks to a cocktail of time-release quick-healing enzymes. Military-grade stuff, totally black market.
Okay. Before we could move on to the next offering, Alberto stopped to stare at the crowd. He nudged me and pointed in the direction of a man dressed more formally, like myself. The suit watched through a side window into the kitchen of Kanji. Fingers doing the invisible typewriter dance as he took notes in AR.
It's slugworth,
Alberto hissed.
Come on.
He pushed through the crowd. The suit turned just in time to take a right hook to the jaw from Alberto, which sent him sprawling onto the cracked pavement.
We've got a slugworth here,
Alberto shouted, and several well-muscled men in tight black shirts manifested out of the night. They took up struggling limbs of the accused and half-dragged, half-carried the man into the center of the circle. Alberto and I followed. The omnipresent music shut off, and a crowd began to gather, expressions eager, but I felt a little uneasy, unsafe. Alberto stepped into the circle and began to address the crowd. So he wasn't that shy refugee kid anymore. He spoke and his gear amplified his voice through the sound systems around us.
I hope everyone is having a great time tonight. Are we having a great time?
The crowd cheered.
How about a little show to go with your dinner then? This ugly dude is Sam Carlton. He works for the United Edibles.
The man shook his head vigorously. The crowd booed loudly. Someone threw an empty beer can at him. That seemed to take the fight out of him, and he slumped.
Okay, yeah, you got me.
And what does that make him?
The crowd roared back.
Slugworth!
Bring out the shield wheel!
Alberto demanded, and the crowd cheered again. A large wheel, like a prop from an old game show, was wheeled out into the circle by security. I squinted to read the labels on it. They said things like knuckle fries and bad fugu. I didn't know what any of it meant. One sliver of the wheel was green and labeled go free. That one, at least, I could guess at.
What will it be tonight? Will we get the fried knuckles? I know the boys over at Lone Peak are close to perfecting their technique. For you noobs, that's when we cut off the slugwort's hand and smoke it and make him eat it. With his choice of sauce, of course.
We're not animals. The crowd laughed. I felt queasy, and for the first time that night, I began to regret coming to the circus. They weren't really going to do that to the man, were they? I wasn't sure. The whole scene was reminding me of the playground in elementary school. One kid would do something stupid, and the rest would turn on him or her. Public shaming ruined my appetite.
We leave your fate up to the culinary gods, Alberto said. Spin the shield wheel.
Sobbing now, but unheard over the crowd's jeers, Sam spun the wheel. Alberto's voice was replaced over the sound system with a ticking of the arrow against the pegs that stuck from its surface. The wheel slowed, and things did not look good for Sam. Sharpen the blades didn't conjure pleasant images. The wheel slowed at this wedge, and then, at the final possible moment, jumped over to set free. The crowd groaned and cursed.
Guess this is your lucky night, Slugwort. Get out of here.
If we see you around the circus again, you won't get another spin.
Chop, chop. Finger straight to that fryer.
The burly man released the spy. He scurried into the crowd, which did not treat him well with their shoves and pushes, but no one stopped his flight. The crowd broke up, and the music returned. Alberto walked towards me with a grin that made my stomach want to turn inside out.
Worms got you unsettled? He asked.
What the fuck was that? I demanded. He frowned and took a hesitant step back. It was the first time since seeing him at Stick that I caught him off guard.
Just a little show to entertain folks. I help out with the organizers for now.
A show? He looked a lot like Mob Justice, I snapped. Alberto sighed, guided me by my shoulder into the shadows between two trucks.
Listen, the wheel is rigged. We don't cut people's hands off. You didn't really believe it, did you?
I don't know. I felt my face flushing with embarrassment again. You hear all kinds of stories about crazy people who work in kitchens.
It's true. Kitchens are staffed entirely by psychotics, drug addicts, and ex-cons. Also, I want to sell you some prime real estate in Florida. Please! The wheel serves a couple of purposes. It entertains the crowd, which is good, but it also puts the fear of God in the slugwort. Nothing at the circus is for sale to those factory food pendejos. We might be a bunch of no-good food slingers, but we have some principles.
I took a deep breath. I think I've had enough of this for one night. Is there a place where I can get some net access and call for an auto car? Just then, someone shouted,
"Fence!"
in the distance, and people began shouting and running. With startling speed, the food trucks began folding up awnings. Engines hummed to life all around us. A voice over a loudspeaker somewhere behind flashing lights demanded that we...
"Stay where you are."
"Shit, what do we do?" I shouted over the din. I couldn't afford bail after splashing so much on food in the auto car.
"Come on, I have a bike."
I'll stop at that cliffhanger. Like I mentioned last time, I would like to see any artists out there inspired by this excerpt to share some art. Maybe it's a drawing or a painting or maybe a sculpture or tattoo or Photoshop. Maybe you can cook something. Maybe you can think up something else that an experimental food truck gastrogeneer would work up for the circus. I want to see the food truck circus in the eyes of others. I've got an Instagram and a Tumblr, so that might be the best way to share your art. You can either tag me at Ausoes1, that's AEUSOES1, or use hashtag Skiffily. Thank you for listening. I've been your host and reader, AE, and see you next time for episode 3.